When I was a young Catholic, I was foolish enough to think that if I go to confession behind the screen, the priest won't know that it's me. Now, we know this is foolish. The tone of my voice, the pitch, the choice of words, use of expressions, all these things would come through my words and give away my identity. So to anyone who knows me in the least, I can't speak without, in a sense, giving up my identity to him. Today, on this day, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the greatest event of all. God, our Heavenly Father, has also spoken a word from behind the veil. A single word from behind the veil. And in a more profound way, he has given himself away. I did not have to live very long before I understood the power of words. Though they're just sounds traveling through the air, when they are spoken, they contain power. A spoken word contains more than mere information. A spoken word expresses the motive of the heart. And like a confession through a screen, it reveals the person behind the words. When we speak, we impress a little of who we are on the world. Our words have an effect in the world that bears a fingerprint of our very selves. Yet I am a finite creature. I am limited. When I speak, my words are necessarily something other than who I am. When I speak, no matter how much my words affect a change in the world, no matter how much they resemble me or sound like me, my words are not me. They're always something else. Now, this alienation between my words and who I am leaves open a very sad possibility. My words might not resemble me in a way that actually matters. I might lie. When I speak who I truly am and what my words claim me to be might be different. My words might not reflect my mind. And now, this unhappy possibility for the lie means that I need a special virtue. I need the virtue of truth and honesty to habitually unite who I am and what my words claim me to be. But God is not like this. God is not finite. He is infinite. God's operations are not something other than who he is. And unlike us, he cannot lie. So he cannot lie. Why? Is it because he has the perfect virtue of honesty? Well, no. God does not have virtues the way we have virtues. God cannot lie because when he speaks, his word is himself. When he speaks, his word is not alien to him or separate from him, but his word is himself and truly gives himself away. When God expresses himself, unlike us, he need not package his ideas into multiple smaller words, sentences, and phrases. No, he says only one word that perfectly expresses his all. This single word of God that perfectly expresses who God is not a single word, sentence, or phrase. Nope. The word of God is the baby Jesus lying in the manger. Born for us. God given to us. This is why we read in the scriptures that through the Old Testament, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways through the prophets. That is, through multiple, finite, and mere passing words. But not anymore. Not today. Now God speaks to us through his one word, his Son, Jesus, who is nothing less than the fullness of God himself. Jesus Christ, born in the manger in Bethlehem, is the Word of God. He is the complete and exhaustive expression of all that God is and can reveal to us. No longer is there any separation between the words spoken by the prophets and God's very presence. In Jesus, the Word, Emmanuel, the long-awaited of Israel, the fullness of God dwells in bodily form. This is why St. John of the Cross teaches, and I quote, God has said so much about so many things through his word that nothing more is needed. Since that which he revealed partially in the past through the prophets, he has now revealed completely by giving us his all, which is his Son. Therefore, St. John continues, if someone were now to ask questions of God or seek any vision or revelation, he would not only be acting foolishly, but would be committing an offense against God. For he should set his eyes altogether upon Christ and seek nothing beyond Christ. End quote. Brothers and sisters, what more could God give to us than his Son? What more could God say to us than he has already said to us in his Son? God cannot lie. He cannot deceive. He cannot place a thread's width of distance between himself and his word given to us. And through his word, Jesus Christ, he expresses to us that he will sacrifice all that he is, give up his life just to bring our souls back to him. God gives himself as a baby to us to say, I love you. I love you. God loves you. God loves you. So, brothers and sisters, words are powerful, but words are also vulnerable. Once we speak a word, like a bullet leaving a gun, we can't take it back. It has an effect in the world, and we become vulnerable. Our words can be twisted, misrepresented. Our words can be misunderstood. Sacred Scripture tells us that from the very beginning of human history, the drama of sin entered the human stage through a twisting of the meaning of words. Sin entered the world as a verbose, complex, long-winded sophistry that denied that God's words were truly an expression of his heart. Did God really say that? Did God really say that you should not eat of that tree? Somehow God is keeping his heart from you. Somehow God is twisting his words, keeping his true thoughts from you. Somehow God does not really love you. In response to our verbose and long-winded denial of his truth, God could never respond with a long-winded counter-argument. Nope, that would only intensify the suspicion. God could never plead the evidence in his favor with a long-winded contradiction. Nope, that would simply deepen the wound. In response, God speaks the one word, which is his Son, our Lord Jesus. Now, the one word spoken by God from all eternity, he now speaks through our human nature. And he says to us, I love you. I want you. I will die for you. That is the truth. Tonight we celebrate the greatest mystery of all, the single word through whom the whole cosmos was created, was spoken in a humble crib to clear away the primordial twisting of words, which was sin. God did not speak sin into existence. God did not mumble death, decay, sickness, infidelity, cheating, lies, lust into existence. No, that would be us. Those were our words. God speaks his Son. When I was very young, my grandmother used to tell me she loved me by stretching out her arms as wide as she could make them, saying, I love you this much. She would make herself as big as she could to express her love. Now, God cannot make himself bigger for us. He cannot express himself by greatness of size. But he can make himself smaller for us. He can express himself by humbling himself. So, brothers and sisters, look at the infant Jesus in the crib and open your ears to hear the word. God speaks to you. I love you. God loves you. God loves you. Let us never forget the humility and love of God. Most of all, as children of God, let us embrace and live that love every day of our lives. Amen.